From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Top financial leaders from the world's most powerful economies are taking aim at what bankers are paid. But at the close of the Group of 20 meeting in London, they could not find agreement on a proposed crackdown on excessive bonuses. Larry Miller reports from London.
The G20 finance ministers focused on increased regulation of the global banking system. They say they want long-term performance to trigger rewards rather than short-term risk-taking. U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner insists early action to limit the risk banks take is necessary. Delays, he says, are dangerous.
Because if you wait until the memory of the crisis has faded, people have forgotten how bad it was, it's going to be more complicated. The forces of resistance, understandable, will have more time to mobilize.
The meeting did not agree specific limits on the amount bankers get paid. The U.S., Britain, and Canada opposed the suggestion. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Although the global economy looks brighter these days, the G20 also pledged in its closing statement to maintain stimulus measures, such as extra government spending and low interest rates, to keep the momentum going. A pair of astronauts on Space Shuttle Discovery are due to wrap up their spacewalk at the International Space Station this hour. They've been working to lay power cables for a future chamber at the station. Tonight's walk is the third and final one for this mission. Discovery's 13-day flight is scheduled to end with a landing back in Florida on Thursday. Officials in the Philippines mounted a huge rescue operation early Sunday for the passengers and crew of a ferry that began tilting in rough seas. The Coast Guard Admiral says most of the more than 800 passengers and more than 100 crew have been transferred to two nearby commercial ships. However, officials say that two people drowned and three others were injured as they tried to escape the listing ferry. Churches, synagogues, and mosques are holding a special services across the country this Labor Day weekend to celebrate the rights of the worker. From member station WAMU in Washington, D.C., Mona Rabi has the story.
It's called Labor in the Pulpit, Labor on the Bima, or Labor in the Minbar, depending on your faith. Congregations across nearly 100 cities are meeting with members of the labor movement for sermons, prayer, and song in a show of unity. Kim Bobo of the D.C.-based group Interfaith Worker Justice heads the effort, which focuses this year on wage theft.
It's people not getting paid overtime. They work and they get laid off and they don't get their last paycheck. It's restaurant workers. It's nursing home workers who work through their lunch hours, stay over late.
Bobo says 15% of wages owed to low-wage workers aren't paid. That amounts to tens of billions of dollars every year. For NPR News, I'm Mona Rabi in Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. Fire officials in California say they're making progress against that huge wildfire north of Los Angeles that killed two firefighters. They say it's nearly halfway contained tonight. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is offering $100,000 for information leading to an arrest and conviction after the fire was ruled an arson earlier this week. The French government has both closed its first daycare center because of swine flu and established a priority list for those who will be first to get the vaccine against the flu. Frank Browning has more.
The list, published by the French daily Le Parisien, says the Ministry of Health will provide 15 million doses on a priority basis. First on the list, to be presented Monday, will be 800,000 pregnant women and 2 million children between 6 months and 2 years old. Infants less than 6 months will not be vaccinated, though their parents could fall into the priority group. Another 9 million on the priority list includes people with asthma and respiratory problems, those with diminished immune functions, and cardiac patients. 2 million health workers and another 1 million police and firefighters are on the priority list. So far, no vaccine has been released, though the Sanofi pharmaceutical giant has put its staff on round-the-clock hours to produce some 90 million doses. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning.
American tennis star Andy Roddick is leaving the U.S. Open sooner than he expected. Roddick was upset in the third round today by fellow American John Isner, who served up 38 aces and took the fifth set tiebreak in posting the victory. On the women's side, a 17-year-old from Marietta, Georgia is getting a lot of attention. Melanie Udan knocked off three-time Grand Slam champion Maria Sharapova to reach the Open's fourth round. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.